For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Yo, what is going on, and welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I am Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com. The co-executive directors of Vibes are in the building. Bridget Flores, Julio Monteros, what's going on, y'all?
Boom, boom, boom.
Just a really unfocused start to this podcast. It's been, I think the amount of solo episodes that we're doing, you know, yeah. I think just the chaotic energy just builds off of the, from 1 week to the next. So,
and it comes naturally.
You know, maybe we'll just keep this rolling. Yeah. You know, I mean, who doesn't like a little chaos, right?
I feel like we're most comfortable with ourselves when it's just us.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I mean, we don't have to put on, like, you know, front for
whoever's
guest,
here, you
know? But I feel like we should still be ourselves no matter who we have on.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like, whether it's, you know, Brian Jordan or, you know, just whoever it is.
All right.
I don't know,
like, we don't,
you
know, gotta get into that.
Why are you bringing up old stuff?
Yeah. that's so last year.
But how are y'all doing? How was your guys' week? What did you guys
doing
get up
good
to?
Doing good. Long week. What is this, the week before Thanksgiving?
Week before Thanksgiving, so this will come out 2 days before Thanksgiving. So
ooh.
I mean,
ooh.
Thankful
hashtag
for,
grateful.
We're grateful for you guys, both y'all.
Two weeks from my birthday. Yeah.
Almost Julio's birthday.
Hey, birthday vibes coming up.
What's the season now? It's not Scorpio season anymore. What is it?
What are you?
Sagittarius, I believe.
Sag. It's Sag season.
Sag.
Yeah, you're a total Sag, dude.
I don't know what that means.
I literally, like, people say that all the time. Like, you're such a whatever, and they don't know what they're talking about, bro.
Somebody sent me a meme today, and it was pretty funny. Like, we need a Sagittarius support group for all the fuckers they be doing. I'm like, that's wrong.
No, that's right.
That's wrong.
So are Sagittarius is worse than Scorpios?
I don't think so.
Scorpios,
from
are
my
still,
experience,
still they're still the wildest.
Aren't you a Scorpio?
No, the what hell? I'm Libra.
And Libras are the worst.
Whatever she is, she's the worst.
Whatever you are, that's the only experience I need. No Libras. All you kings, I'm sorry if you dig
Libras.
Nah,
Libras bring balance. Libras bring balance and harmony.
Is that the scale? Libra mm-hmm. scale, right?
Yeah.
Libra and I weigh scale. It well on my Libra scale.
A period.
We don't need to get to the
Bars.
Next line of that. But
long hair don't even care.
Yeah, yeah. but yeah, I mean, speaking of, like, stuff that's coming out, there's a soccer film coming out this
ooh,
week.
Ooh.
Today? Yeah, today it's making its theater premiere across you know, nationwide. But Next Goal Wins, the
Next
new
Goal
film
Wins.
By Taika Waititi. He's done, you know, Jojo Rabbit. He's done, you know, one of the Thor movies. You know, it's got Michael Fassbender, who's illustrious actor. So pretty big cast mm-hmm. for this. Will Arnett's in it from Arrested Development, the dude from the Lego
I love his
movies.
Acting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Will Arnett's great. He's got the
legend.
Podcast with Jason Bateman and I forget the other guy, but that's going crazy. So it's a really good cast. It got a good director. I'm excited to see it. We haven't seen it yet.
I heard great things about it. I heard it's not a long movie, but it's funny.
Yeah.
It carries a heavy funny punch.
Yeah.
We're going to plan a movie night for it.
Yeah.
So TBD.
We'll get the little vlog.
Yeah. I won't say too much, but I did see it and
you saw the whole thing.
I didn't get to see the whole thing. I got to see, like maybe the first 30 to 40 minutes.
Okay.
It was really funny. It was entertaining and I think it was just like a very cheesy but funny just storyline.
Yeah, I mean,
we like cheesy.
I feel like it was cute.
It was very cute.
Yeah, like comedy is like, I think they're starting to make a slow comeback.
Yeah.
But for a while, it was like there's no studio comedies being released. I mean, you had the Jennifer Lawrence one, No Hard Feelings.
Oh my God,
that
yeah.
came out a few weeks ago. There's the next one coming out with Sydney Sweeney. The new trailer came out today. Sydney Sweeney and the dude from Glenn Powell from Top Gun. But there's like the whole scandal with them. Like Glenn Powell broke up with his girlfriend because they there's some allegations there with him and Sydney.
That's right.
But, I mean,
you think, Perito?
Yeah, yeah, you know, but I mean, the studio comedy is making a comeback, and we love that because little we haven't. Little. I mean, we grew up in the era of, you know, the Superbads,
Jackass.
Even Jackass.
Bad News Bears.
Crazy.
Yeah, like that Bad whole era Bears, of like, yeah. You know, there was mainstream studio Step comedies Brothers. That were coming up. Step Brothers, Anchorman, Talladega Nights, mm-hmm. all the Will Ferrell mm-hmm. movies, all the Judd Apatow movies, all mm-hmm. the Seth Rogen movies, like, you know. Yeah, right. But after, you know, 2014, 2015, you know, not we just many. Really didn't see, there really wasn't that, it kind of transitioned to more TV comedies mm-hmm. where it was like, you know, there's something for everyone, but the movie, like the studios weren't coming out with like, you know, big time comedies. Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling and college basketball is ready to go as well. Bet Online remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, UFC, and NHL are all in full swing. BetOnline is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with both desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to BetOnline today and remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
But like I'm enjoying that it's more cultural movies, like it's not black and white, it's like different cultures coming out,
right?
I believe the movie is a true story based in New Zealand, or
yeah, so the American Samoa. So this is there was a documentary that came out on the story of Thomas Rongen, who's an American coach, I believe he was coaching for U.S. soccer at
like
the time.
Like Ted Lasso.
Yeah, and then they sent him to American Samoa, where he became the head coach of the American Samoa national team, which famously lost, I think, like 31-0 to Australia. And then he kind of turned him around. They scored the first international goal. So the documentary came out. It's hard to see. It's not on streaming. You have to get a physical copy. Mm. We did a review, like a recap of it on urbanpitch.com. Shout out to Kyle Scoble, who wrote that. But... yeah, I think it's cool to have, number one, a soccer movie come out because it's been a while since mm-hmm. the last, you know, obviously Ted Lasso was huge. There's been a lot of series and documentaries on like Netflix, like the Beckham
but
documentary.
Not a movie.
The last big one might have been the Gold Trilogy.
The Gold Trilogy, yeah. I mean, that was like early 2000s.
Yeah, Real Madrid when the champions.
Yeah, yeah. What's the dude's name? Santiago.
Santiago Muñez.
Yeah,
Isla Cholo right. Going to Real Madrid.
Yeah. Yo, I mean,
talk to me.
Nice.
The first one was like legit, and then you know the second two were like, you know,
a little English.
It always happens. It always happens where it's just like then they take it too far, yeah. And it's just like not the same.
The English prick didn't want to try hard.
He broke his inhaler. I remember
that? Yeah, English guy didn't want to try hard. He was getting drunk. Yeah. Had to went hungover to practice.
Yeah. I mean, that goes to show that there aren't a lot of like soccer movies that come out. I mean, you'll see every once in a while a basketball movie come out. There's a Ben Affleck one that came out a couple years ago. There's a million boxing movies. You know, Creed and Rocky right. are huge. You know, Raging Bull. What's his name? Had Jake Gyllenhaal had his Southpaw. There's like, mm-hmm. I mean, a million different mm-hmm. boxing movies. You see baseball movies come in every once in a while. Moneyball was a big one.
That's my favorite movie.
Moneyball's good. Moneyball, Moneyball's great.
I can watch that movie like on repeat 7 times straight. And
yeah,
not
that's that's one of the better 2010s sports movies.
It explains the analytical aspect of right. the game, mm-hmm. and they were basically how the A's were the founders of all that,
right?
And how that all trickled down to all these sports now,
right? Yeah,
what a great movie.
Great movie, and Brad Pitt.
Shout out to Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Yeah.
But
soccer movies are very few and far between, and it's hard to believe that the world's most popular sport, even in like Europe, they're not mm-hmm. making a lot of soccer films that at least are on my radar. Mm-hmm. But what are some of your guys' favorite soccer movies now that you know we have this one to watch?
I feel like there's definitely a lot of like backstory films and documentaries and like what it's like to be Messi or like the life of Messi, you know, like there's a lot of behind the scenes of those types of storylines behind soccer, but you're right. I don't think that there's very many like stories that like have that like movie, like let's sit at the theaters kind of thing. But I guess for me, favorite soccer movies, obviously Shaolin Soccer
goes
that's
hard.
Just the goal.
That goes hard.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
I remember I was in high school and I had a friend who was like, hey, you need to watch this movie. It's so funny, da da da. It's about soccer. And I watched it, and we would just always talk about it. We were always quoting it. We're always like, you know, just like, it was just like the thing to know, Shaolin soccer. Yeah,
that was, that. I mean, they don't make like, that's like a such a unique movie that they don't.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a one of a kind. Like, you don't really see that.
It came out, and a lot of people were behind it. Then they watched it,
right.
And it just became this like this little culture behind it. That,
right.
Like, have you seen it?
Had a cult following for sure. And then Kung Fu Hustle came out a few years after that, and then that's like I think it's the same director, same kind of people that are also in it. It has the same feel to it, where it's like slapstick, you know, kung fu movie, and it makes like, fun of a lot of other things.
Yeah.
Completely like off the rails, but I love movies like that.
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah. And then I'll throw the ISO to Julio, because he's been talking about The Big Green.
Oh my
for like the last like six.
The biggest fan of The Big Green.
Hey, The Big Green is the best movie ever. It's the only soccer Disney movie that like the first one to come out, based on some. It's like what's his name, the kid that from The Sandlot comes on it, but like it's just a great movie. Mm-hmm. It's about basically a lot of kids from the middle of nowhere in Texas, and then a teacher from. A transfer teacher from England comes and teaches them about football, but they call it soccer because it's America. So these kids start going the worst. And then as the movie goes on, they get an Hispanic kid from the city that grew up playing Mother Salvadorian. And then they win.
Representation, baby.
They win the league. So Big Green, I put Abraham on it. One of the best movies ever. It's funny, but it has a little bit like the things the troubles that immigrants go through as well, has a little part about that, but it's just like a great movie.
Yeah. Does Alfalfa come out in that one? Is that Alfalfa? The
I forgot
it's the dude from it's the ham, right? Isn't like, it the catcher, the kind of the
is it short? No, it's not
the kid that shows up to the team later. Looks like on, Alfalfa. And he looks like Alfalfa. Like,
yeah, I might not that be big, I might not be tall, but I'm your man.
Yeah,
he looks like him. I don't think he is though.
Oh, he's a funny kid. But yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it's just a classic. Like, you know, like
they had one in the 80s, a Spanish one, El Pichichi del Barrio. That was hilarious.
That's a wild name.
For real.
El Pichichi, basically Pichichi means like the goal, like the person that's
like an award.
Goal.
Right.
Yeah. But like this guy is like one of the old Mexican actors in the 80s. And basically coaches a women's team, he just gets in a lot of trouble.
Oh,
it's so funny.
It's giving Club de Cuervos vibes.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I'm sure there's some problematic stuff in there.
I should not have been watching that movie at 10 years old.
To say the least.
Yeah, it was a great movie. Yeah. There was a lot of things showing, but that was cool.
I think Goals is the first one is
the trilogy.
That one's sick.
Yeah, Goals.
No, like the first one.
The first one is solid.
It hit me it hit home. Like, there was a lot that like was very like relatable, and the storyline was great, and it was just cool to see him start from nothing to go all the way to Europe and see his family back him up, following his dream and making it happen and knowing that it's not that easy. That was a great movie for me. Like, I think that's one of the ones I would say that's up there. Another one I would say that's like up there, but only because it's like kind of like a classic, She's All That.
She's the man.
She's the man.
Yo, that's an absolute classic.
Right?
I've never seen it.
Amanda Bynes, Channing Tatum. Oh, dude, we gotta watch that.
Right?
Dude, that's an absolute classic. Amanda Bynes, is she's a star in that movie.
Yeah,
she's so good.
She's like, good. Yeah. Her back in the day, just like as an actress,
she's hilarious.
On point. Hilarious.
I watched it maybe a couple years ago too, and it stands out. Like some movies like from your childhood you watch, like Space Jam. You watch Space Jam now and it's just like, wow, dude, like this is for kids, you know? That movie, like, it stands out. Like the what does she say? Like when she's like trying to act like a dude, and oh, dude, I forget. I'll butcher it.
I can't remember.
It's hilarious. Dude.
Yeah, it is a good one.
That's a classic too.
You can't forget about the most goated movie ever.
Bending Like Beckham.
No. Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and
Screaming. Bending Like Beckham was good though.
Bending Like Beckham is fire.
Yeah, it's an OG too.
Yeah.
Kicking and Screaming.
Kicking and Screaming is great.
Yeah,
Stairs' brother came on it. A lot of the kids from the Valley that play DMS.
Yeah.
I feel like DMS, he was the owner of that club. He was a producer as well or some
type of person. Because my friend Tyler West, he was playing Samba at the time.
Yeah.
And so their whole team was like part of the one of the teams that they play against.
A lot of the Cali kids that grew up, especially on the Valley side, like they, most of them, like some of them, you know somebody, especially if you're in the soccer scene, that came out in that movie. What a great movie. Mike Ditka,
Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
That one's class. I mean, you know,
Will Ferrell did great.
It was during Will Ferrell's kind of run where he was, you know, dropping banger after banger. Mm-hmm. Like,
I wanted to try an espresso because of him.
Yeah, he went crazy on the coffee. He went crazy. I was like, he goes, "Hey, why don't you give me another juice box?" those are all good.
Gave it to the Italians,
right? Massimo and I forget the other.
I feel like isn't there like a Brazilian soccer movie?
I'm sure there is. There's Most one with Pele and Sylvester Stallone where they're in like a World War II. It's based on a true story. I can't think of the name. I'm drawing a blank on the name. That one's really good too.
Never seen it.
It was like more of a traditional sports movie in the vein of like, you know, The Natural or Slapshot or some of like the classic like 80s sports movies. And that one is just, it's just a good movie. Like, you know, it's not like slapstick or it's like, you know, like an actual movie that, you know, and so that one, you don't see the movies like that.
You know, but like She's a Man. Like the thing about that, I saw the trailer one time and like the soccer scenes did not look real. So it's like, it just threw me 100% off to watch that movie. That's why I never watched it. Cause like, it didn't like movement soccer players will do it.
Right.
Like, they got real actors. So the acting is amazing. But like the soccer scenes are just like, you can tell like there's people that don't know how to play
the
game.
It's hard. And any sports movie, that's one of the hardest things to execute is the sports sequences.
Yeah.
And She's the Man has a couple where it's like, all right.
You're like, you know.
Yeah, but.
But growing up, you don't focus on that. Like, for me, I watched it because it was about soccer and it had Amanda Bynes. And I was like, and Channing Tatum. Like, what? Right. Yes.
Yeah,
like,
that's like
the whole package. I was like, "Wah, her."
Yo, shout out to the Amanda Show. That show's
he's
classic.
Like, you don't?
I never. I didn't watch TV growing up.
Dude,
my dad was frugal.
Funny.
He didn't give us cable.
Oh
he
God.
Was too.
You didn't have to have cable.
No, he was too honest to like get the bootleg like all my cousins.
And he
didn't have enough money to pay for the original one. So he's like,
man, she was a vibe. Yeah. Dude. She was funny. Yeah.
She was
like the PG of Comedy Central.
Right. Yeah. No.
I feel like she would have made it in Comedy
she
Central.
She could have. I mean,
if
just
now
like
she's just going through it in Hollywood.
Child star thing is difficult.
Yeah.
Her eyebrows, a little heart under her eye. They started walking naked through Hollywood.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah. She lit her house on fire in Thousand Oaks. Like,
it's Thousand Oaks. I don't blame her.
Yeah,
like,
amen.
Yeah. No,
it's
no
nice
fire.
Residential. It's a
no
nice
fires.
Residential neighborhood, and they were very affected by wildfires. And
yeah,
that is true.
Around
no fun in fires.
There's no. Yeah.
This 10 freeway was
right.
No joke.
The 10.
Did you see there
God.
Was almost another one too? Like right by the 110. There
Another
was like
one?
An encampment under in between.
And
the, yeah.
The only fire I want to see is when I get in the booth.
Shut up.
You don't even get in the booth. What are you talking about?
But if I do, it'll be fire.
I'm
like Dylan.
We should have a studio session and just see who drops the best bars.
Yo,
I feel like Bridget got a little black book.
It'll be too embarrassing, bro. Like it'll be too embarrassing.
Bridget
like,
whack.
Speaking of movies and rapping, do you see Leonardo DiCaprio? Like it was his birthday and he did like some freestyle rap and
no.
I didn't see the video of it. I don't think the video has been released, but people were like, oh, this is
really
shout out to Leo.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say. It ain't like as long as it's not like Tom Hanks son rapping in
Jamaican. Chet,
oh
man. Oh
my God.
Chet Aman. Big up.
Big up. Guaguan.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. He did some crazy freestyle, like, but
for his birthday.
I think it was for his birthday.
You know, there is a TikTok trend going around, or not a TikTok trend, but I saw a TikTok where this girl was like, for my birthday, I rented out a studio and I had my friends like drop like just like rap and like have a studio sesh, and it was like pretty fire. Like the friends, like,
all right, Julio, that's what we're doing. For
you know,
birthday.
Like they had like a little producer, and every girl said something, and they were like vibing together, and then the producer put it together. It sounded like a vibe.
It's gonna
but
be
I'm like, if he tried to do that, I don't think it hit the same.
Nah.
It's gonna be a cousin fail, FIFA like written verse. Like
he's gonna get his bars penned for him.
He's gonna be our ghostwriter.
what's Drake's ghostwriter's name?
Quinn Miller.
You gotta hit him up. but what about like if you had to pitch a soccer movie? Because you know we want to see more films about soccer. How like what would be the premise? Who's directing? Who's starring? What would you guys want to see?
It's gonna be Channing Tatum. I'm joking.
Channing Tatum with a shirt off for
nah. It'll be like a mixture of Shaolin Soccer and 21 Jump Street.
Okay. Explain. Go on.
I don't know. I just wanted to be that funny.
So you want it?
So like the story will be based on like LA soccer culture.
Okay.
But like how
the Sunday leagues.
Yeah, like
oh, Sunday leagues.
How basically just something like goals, like how a person from the Sunday leagues made it to pro, getting the chance to play pro, but it has to be funny because goals were way too dramatic.
Yeah. I mean, or what about a dude who could have made it pro,
but
he finds his way into Sunday leagues, and it just shows his like you know like kind of messing up, but also playing well in the Sunday leagues. And I feel like there's a lot of
fights because he doesn't know how to keep his temper.
Right.
And scouts come and they're like, we want him, but he has to fix his attitude.
But that's like a real story of every Sunday league player.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's why. Exactly. That's the storyline. It's the reality.
I will keep pitching.
So who's your star for that? Michael
Denzel Payne. Washington as the coach.
Okay. All right.
Denzel's
the coach. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not
you think you can do this to me? You think you're going to be able to play 8 minutes?
Who's going to be my star?
Everybody has him on Facebook Live. Yeah. El coach.
Who's going to be my star? Who's a little has athletic build? Pause.
It's got to be. What about the dude from Suicide Squad? Did you guys see that? He's the Hispanic dude from the Suicide Squad. He had like fire. Like that was his power. Like he.
I saw it, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah, I feel like he'd be a good candidate for that. I can't remember his name though. But yeah, someone. I feel like it would have to be obviously someone with a Hispanic background that's like youngish.
Oh, you know the guy that played the villain on the last Black Panther movie, the Mexican guy.
Oh, you're talking about.
I didn't see that. I don't think I saw the second.
You're talking about the Mexican. The Mexican
oh,
guy?
I know who you're talking about, though. I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
I can't
yeah.
remember his name.
He's going to be my star of the movie.
Yeah.
Shout out to
La Raza. He's a little older on the older side.
But yeah, but that's like,
right,
he's
right.
As part of the movie. He has
okay,
to be a little
okay,
older.
Okay, okay, okay. Yeah, I see that.
Comedic relief is going to be Lil Bow Wow. Hey, Lottery was a great movie.
Lottery. Now, Like Mike.
Like Mike.
Like Mike was fun.
So,
yo,
Lil Bow Wow.
Like Mike was sick.
Yeah.
And then.
Shad Moss, you mean?
Yeah, Shad Moss. And then.
Who's directing?
Director?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube.
It has to be Ice Cube. Yeah. DJ Pooh and Ice Cube.
Okay, so that means his son has to make an appearance because that's someone that I thought
O'Shea
about.
Jackson.
O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah, he's the villain.
That's who I thought about actor, like star, but like on the other side, on the other team.
He's a good villain. He's
yeah,
good villain.
I think that'd be a vibe.
Yeah. Did you guys see, what's the movie he's in, the heist movie he's in?
Yeah.
With Gerard Butler. That movie's fire.
I don't know.
What the hell's the name of that movie? Were they in Benny? They get to fight in Benihana's. Whatever.
Nope. I didn't see it.
Yeah.
King of
Den of Thieves. Den of Thieves. Yeah. There you go.
Nope.
That movie. That's fire.
I just saw him in a show. I can't remember which show it was.
Yeah. That's
but
great.
He's a
podcast.
He's a good actor.
Yeah. I feel like this. Like I can't think of his name. I can't remember the movie.
Yo,
what's the name of that?
We suck at names. We suck at titles.
What about your movie?
All right, Bridge. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have. Three things in mind.
Okay.
One of them owns a nonprofit.
It's gonna fall.
Insecure, but she's funding a soccer program.
Ooh,
hey.
I like that. Ooh, right. I like that.
Ooh.
Who's gonna be you then?
Okay, wait, hold on. I just threw that out there right now. But
Becky G's the
Insecure.
Gonna be the star.
Okay, let's go with that. Okay, let's go with that. So like Insecure vibes, but based off of a nonprofit soccer program in underserved communities.
What's the soccer program called?
It's called
Superstars.
Superstars FC.
Yo, that's a deep cut. That's a deep cut.
You got me there.
Oh my god! I completely forgot about.
Oh my god! I can't believe I said that. That's so.
That's cringy. Embarrassing.
That's so embarrassing. Let's clip that.
We're gonna be Superstars FC. That's a throwback. That was like
hey, yo, why
20
did I
episodes
say that?
Ago.
Superstar 501C. Like, let's go.
Hey, super sad.
Julio doesn't forget.
Dude, no one's gonna wanna join.
Yeah,
all the kids are gonna be like,
they're
gonna be like,
I'm a superstar.
Miss, that is whack. That's a whack ass name.
I'll stick to selling drugs.
Okay. I'm gonna stick to the streets.
I saw a rapper walk with his jewelry on.
Yeah.
Let me go do that for a minute.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, all right, that's all right, sad. All right, okay. All right. No, we go back.
All right, so.
We don't have to come up with the names or anything, yeah, but we're just talking about
come up with the name.
Actors and directors who
okay,
are going to be.
Okay, so I think, my stars would probably be, I feel like Eva Mendes would be a vibe. She would be a vibe. Like, she'd bring that, like, sass, that, like, you know, like, discipline, and also just, like, the care and love.
Right. And I'm sexy,
in.
Too.
Yeah, she, I'm in.
She's not, fire. Hey, yeah. You can't, you know?
I'm in.
I'm in.
I don't care.
All right, I'm funding this movie. Yeah, I'm there.
I got 20 on this movie already.
Yeah.
Who else? Okay, so she would probably be, like, the manager of the foundation or something like that.
Right.
And then, I don't know, our star players... It can't be Becky G. I don't think she
doesn't have that.
She'd probably do a special appearance.
Yeah. I think she's over soccer player, to be honest.
Oh. Ooh, yeah, she's out
a
of soccer.
Too soon.
Yeah. I think she's it's been some time.
Let's just
she's still with Angel City. So,
yeah, she does.
Know,
she does. She's doing some stuff with Lakers right now, so we gotta give it to
her.
Yeah. Maybe like what's that girl that did the Adams series? Jenna Ortega.
Yeah, Ortega.
Ooh, she's got like a vibe.
She's low-key fire too. Yeah.
She is cute.
She's a really good actor.
She's a really good actor.
Yeah, all that. Yeah,
I feel like
that's what he meant. Yeah. That's what I meant.
I'm bringing in all the hot cars here.
I want to watch this movie.
I feel like she'd be cool. Like, she'd bring in like that sass. Like, I don't care, but I want
to
care.
Yeah, and then at the end, she'll warm up to it. And
yeah,
then that's
and she's
going to
be like a striker, making all the goals. Yeah, that'd be my...
There we go.
Directors, I don't know. Would be my directors.
We need someone like...
We need someone that would do like... let's see. Issa Rae. Issa Rae.
Yeah, there we go.
I choose Issa Rae.
There we go.
That's my girl.
She'll do it.
Shout out. We both from 90043 Eric Coke.
Yeah.
Crenshaw babies.
Dude, I'm going to send this... Actually, I'm going to write this up, send it to her, see what she thinks, make it happen.
Yo, she... So I read her autobiography that she did, like before even Insecure. Mm-hmm. And she wrote... a whole script for a movie, and she sent it to a director, a famous director. I don't remember the name, but that was like a whole part of her book, was how she wrote, you know, when she was a kid growing up. She went to like Crossroads or Brentwood, one of the two, like a pristine or like a prestigious school, and they had a good arts program, and so she wrote this whole script and sent it to, and they're like, you know, I can't, you know, but I read it. It's really good. Keep going. And that's what something that kind of like kept her going. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'd pay
she'll
it forward.
Relate.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
She's amazing. Do you know, like, she's like a multi-talented, but also like multi, like she just does it all. She does it all. She does it all.
Is you going to be Khaleesi? Or?
Yeah. I love it.
Dude, she's great. Like, she's a great actress. She's a great director, producer, writer.
Yeah.
She has her own agency. Mm-hmm. She has a show about her agency.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Shout out to Issa. I'm going to work
for
her.
You should read that book. That book is really good. And it kind of like previews some of the stuff that hasn't happened yet. And she kind of talks about it. So it's cool to see that, you know, she kind of had the vision already.
That could be the first book for our book club that we never started.
Oh, there you go.
We wanted to start a book club.
That's a good entry level book.
You
right
read
there.
It all? I
read the audio. All right. I did the audio book.
I read the audio.
Yeah. I mean, same. I was driving. So, you know what I mean?
And
she narrated it. So it was cool.
I would
recommend that too. Get Libby.
I love Libby.
Oh, yeah. And you can do Snoop Dogg voice as well, right?
Maybe for some of the books. I don't know. But
if Uncle Snoop gonna read to me at night.
Yeah.
Pause.
Hey, he's off the weed. You see that? He said he's quitting smoke.
Oh shoot.
I don't know if that was serious or not, but apparently he is.
Damn. I don't know. He'd be everywhere.
Yeah.
Like there's random commercials and he pops up. I'm like, what the heck?
The Snoop Dogg.
Next to
Taylor Swift, Snoop Dogg might be one of the most famous people in the world.
They had a meme of Snoop being a ninja, like a vampire. Like this gonna be doing anything.
Dude, seriously, he does it all. I mean he's up he's tight with Martha Stewart now. Like
hey,
what's going on?
You gotta
on?
Give it to him, like
he's the most famous rapper. My mom knows Snoop Dogg. She's like, isn't that Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Yeah, everyone knows. Snoop Dogg is like one of the most, like, seriously, like.
Your mom, your tia,
you go anywhere,
your uncle.
Anywhere around the world, you see, like, you show them a picture of Snoop Dogg, they'll know who Snoop Dogg.
He's probably one of the first ones that had a corrido.
He was at Baja Beach.
Yeah, I went
I think,
to. I
or
went
they
to,
played the song.
I went to a Banda MS concert like 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah, he came out.
He was a DJ. Like, he was like the opening act being a DJ. I'm like,
Dude.
Snoop Lion, he's got the whole reggae.
Yes, yeah. Thing
too. Yeah. He's literally Uncle Snoop and Theo Snoop.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's got it all.
Yeah, he's got a pretty universal.
Yes, Maje Snoop.
Universal approval rating. Like, there isn't someone's like, yeah, man, I don't mess with Snoop Talk. Everyone
does, yeah.
Well, but and
if you don't, you're weird.
Yeah. For real. It'll be your movie, though.
All right, my movie, I put some thought into this because I was, you know, I had some spare time.
He's a writer.
Yeah, yeah. So
he works from home.
Hey, don't be jealous, bro. Don't be jealous.
Yeah, no, don't be jealous.
I'm working on the dates.
I know.
Boss.
I know you see me.
I'm working. I'm in the office every single day. Whatever, no matter what you say.
And on time.
I know I work a mile from home, but
and
like
sober.
Yeah.
That part.
Ahead, all right.
So
except
my,
that Monday that went out with Bridget.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that did not happen.
Did not happen.
But okay, so my soccer movie, it would be I want it to be like a revenge, like a soccer revenge movie. So
pettiest like, movie ever.
Yeah, no, so like something happens with the main character, right?
Okay.
They don't just get cut from the team, but they get something gets taken from them by like another player or another coach. And so they get dropped, like they lose a bunch of stuff, and they seem like at the bottom. And now they have to come back and take everything back.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be like, it's not gonna be like realistic soccer. It's like you said, kind of like Shaolin soccer mm-hmm. style. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be like, you know, violence. It's gonna be, you know, like all types of stuff going on, kind of like John Wick style, like revenge stuff. So director wise, like I think Quentin Tarantino would be like, you know, someone to kind of do something like that. Where it's just like it's not gonna be like an actual soccer movie. Soccer's gonna be at the center of it, but it's really, you know, it's gonna be like, you know, violence.
Very creative.
Like, right, yeah, stuff like that. And then for people like I had Denzel as my coach too, but yeah. Like Julio.
Dude, that's so crazy because I thought of Denzel too.
Yeah, because the Revenge of the Titans or Remember the Titans.
Oh, like, Remember the Titans.
You know, he's
you're
like
right,
that.
You're
yeah,
right.
Like that's like.
How could you not? Like, if you think of any sports movie, you think of
that's
Denzel.
Like one of the top sports yeah. movies.
It was either him or Samuel L. Jackson.
Right, Coach Carter.
Samuel L. Jackson way too hard on the little Puerto Rican kid.
Who played Coach Carter?
Huh? Samuel L.
Samuel
L.
Jackson.
Oh, okay.
I don't like that how the little Puerto Rican kid can shoot threes from anywhere,
yeah.
bro. He was tough on the Puerto Rican.
Yeah,
he was like, what?
But
okay, so
so the star, I don't know if I want it to be like a guy or a girl. So if it was a girl, it would be Zendaya. I feel like Zendaya would be.
That's a good one.
And then because she's going to be in that tennis movie, so she's got the athletic background already.
Okay.
So and then if it's going to be a dude, do you know who Barry Keoghan is?
Mm-mm.
He was nominated for an Oscar for Banshees.
Oh, you're trying to get Oscar winners. Look
I
at
know,
you.
Banshees in a shirt. He's gonna be the Joker in the next Batman.
Wait. Oh no.
So
I'm thinking of that one guy that one girl's dating.
The one guy that one girl's dating, real specific. Yeah. Oh yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Shout out to the all taken men that are dating
Never
by somebody.
Mind.
No, ahead. But he's got like look him up. He's got like an interesting face.
Mm-hmm.
He's Irish too, so he can
Benji?
Huh?
What'd you say? What's his
Barry,
name?
Barry Keoghan.
Oh.
Barry Keoghan. I'll send
Barry
it to you.
Barry Keoghan.
You might recognize him if you
yeah,
see
probably.
Him. Because he was in The Green Knight. He's been in a bunch of movies.
It's crazy. I don't know actors by their name. I know them by the role they play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's. I mean. Oh yeah. That's a dude from this movie. Oh yeah. That's a
yeah.
dude from that movie. Yeah.
Suck
so he's
name.
For sure has that face where like, oh yeah, I know this guy. He's
yeah.
in this. Like you know, I've seen him before. So I feel like he's an up and coming movie star or two. So I feel like he'd be, and he's younger too. But yeah, I think something like that where it's like. You know, you can blend genres and just use soccer as like
mm-hmm.
the.
No, but if it's like starting like Zendaya, like you gotta give the actors a realistic name. It could be like Katie Johnson against Mal.
Katie Johnson.
That's one scene.
Katie Johnson will be the villain.
Mal is played by Zendaya.
Yo, that's crazy.
Sorry,
yeah,
like
hilarious.
Hometown, the
oh,
valley.
Oh yeah, hometown.
Dang.
Silmar.
Hey, we gotta give the background to it. So there
yeah.
you
yeah,
go.
Like
yeah,
it's based
yeah.
on a true story, vaguely.
Yeah, shout out to because she went to high school in like, it's like La Crescenta, but I mean it's like technically Glendale, but like that area over there, and they got some like crazy like sports programs out there. Too,
they do.
So,
they have a. Forgot the school's name, I think.
St. Francis is out there.
No, I think it's Foothill or something like that. La Cañada. You know,
La Cañada, yeah. La Cañada right there. La Cañada's got some good
the
good
owner, teams. The owner that owned LAFC, the LA football club before LAFC became pro team, it was like a club team.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor was that this guy was so rich that he built the team into a soccer field to like Shout out to him. I forgot his name. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, but I mean, we need more soccer movies. So I yeah, feel like we do. All three of those ideas, you know, the Sunday League, nonprofit, and then like a kind of like a revenge movie. I feel like all three of those have, some legs.
They have potential. So. We should send them over to some.
Yeah.
Let's draft them and then send them to somebody.
Producers, movie makers. Reach out to Urban Pitch. We got some ideas.
I'm gonna just DM Zendaya, and you know, like we're tight.
You should do like an article on Urban Pitch. Hey, careful.
What? I mean,
it'll be a real revenge movie.
It's business. It's business.
Stand on business.
It's just business.
I'm gonna stand on business.
Come on.
No, you should do like an article that says three soccer movies that we want to see,
and then someone else is gonna steal it. Yeah, we got.
And then just say. Put like the watermark.
Copyright.
Ramsey, Bridget. Nah. So they can't take it away.
Right.
But also a movie about Club de Cuervos. Honestly, that I think we've talked about this before, but Club de Cuervos is such a funny Netflix series. Like,
we need a movie.
I feel like not a lot of people know about it.
Yeah, it just like Shaolin Soccer, it got motion after it was already 2 years out.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the second season came out during the pandemic. The Argentinian guy, he had a little spinoff. So and they came back with a third season.
And then Hugo Sanchez had his own series.
Yeah, Hugo Sanchez.
Dude, he's so funny.
But then took 3 years for them to come out with a third and final season.
Yeah.
But it was such a great movie. But then again, the series. And then again, like the producer and the writer of the show, they were right. Like, what more can you do for that show?
Yeah.
It started off with a first division team that gets relegated to second division. Second season is how they come back to first division, and then the third season is like how they actually make a step in the first division. So like after that, they're like, where do we go from here? Like, they're kind of right. But it was such a funny the main actor, forgot the guy's name, but like, what a great guy! Like, it's funny as hell.
Yeah, that's I mean,
even the sister.
It's better to end, you know, when the show instead of like dragging it out and then having it go like crazy. Just like end it when it's over. It's over. You know?
So that Club de Cuervos is basically like three seasons of Ted Lasso's first season.
Mm-hmm.
That good? Like all three seasons are hilarious.
Yeah,
they're all good. The last season they were trying to be a little bit more politically like just like Ted Lasso, but they still found a way to make it funny.
Yeah.
So it's
Shout out to Club Cuervos.
They do need a whole movie.
Cuervos.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But we'll get these out there, you know. We're in LA.
Coming
so.
Soon.
Yeah, we'll send them to presents. Netflix. We'll send it to Universal. We'll send it to Disney. You know, we'll send it to these.
Somebody
these
gonna take
Somebody
it.
Will pick it up. But let's move things away from movies and into some of the stuff that's going on. In another sport, basketball, the NBA is employed at end season. Yeah, speaking of like Mike,
we got the basketball.
The NBA has employed an in-season tournament. I think it's just called the in-season tournament, which is kind of wild. But
did you read the rules?
I did not read the rules.
Me neither.
But
I was hoping
yeah.
somebody.
Yeah, I know. All I know is that
it's the first year. Sorry.
Yeah, it's the first year that, and they're taking inspiration from like a Champions League or like FA Cup or
League's
U.S.
Cup.
Open Cup. You know, some like just like a mid-season tournament in soccer.
Mid-season tournament.
So
in
it's
basketball.
Yeah, and so basically the winner gets a cash prize. It's not like you get like a playoff berth or anything like that.
Right.
The final is going to be in Vegas in December, I believe. The games I think still count to the regular season, to the 82 regular season games, but it's own. They're trying to like spice up the regular season and also make more money off of, you know, sponsorship deals, and you know they're having it in Vegas.
Yeah, they had like 10 nationally televised games in one random Tuesday.
Right. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. And you're seeing like the intensity kind of going up. Like Draymond Green had freaking Rudy Gobert in a headlock.
Hey, to these basketball pundits, he did not grab Thompson by the neck. They're like, he grabbed him first. So Draymond.
Dude, Draymond just went straight for
Rudy
Gobert. Like,
first play of that game, Draymond Green already threw an elbow to his chest. Come on.
Yeah. It sounds like him.
Suspend him 10 games.
I mean, he got five, but... So with basketball taking, you know, inspiration from soccer, and now we're seeing also the jerseys, NBA jerseys, they're coming out with new jerseys every year.
That Laker jersey is fire.
I, you know, when I first saw pictures of it with the triangle Lakers, I was like, that kind of looks awkward. It doesn't look right. Mm-hmm. But then they played in them last night for the first time, and they put the black jerseys and the triangle Lakers logo. They look kinda pretty good.
I don't know how much they are, but you can take $200 away from me.
We should do something
where we go through where we rate the NBA jerseys.
Yeah, because a lot of them, but they're struggling right now because a lot of them, I think it's like the third or fourth year that they've done like New Jersey every year with Nike, and mm-hmm. like I feel like it's hasn't hit because it's hard to come up with good jerseys every single year, especially if before. I mean, the Lakers jerseys hadn't changed in, you know, how many years mm-hmm. before that. You know, mm-hmm. it was the same three jerseys. There were the purple, gold, and the whites that they wore on Sundays. Now it's like they're wearing purple at home, and, like, it's everything's, like, all messed up. But I was thinking, you know, we kind of discussed this briefly earlier this week, but potentially other things that the NBA can take or basketball can take from soccer. What were some ideas that you guys had?
Shootout.
You know, how did that work?
No. You know, like the MLS that one on one.
Right.
Imagine one on one on like a tie game. You go one on one.
In overtime.
Yeah, overtime one on one. Like, hey, first like you go, you get a try, you make a basket. All right, point for you. Then next person go one on one. It's crazy. Imagine
how would they pick the one player?
Oh, the stars for sure. The stars.
Yeah.
LeBron against Steph. Murray's little ass.
Yeah. Imagine a 1v1, like just
Anthony
LeBron
Davis.
And Steph.
Depending if he's playing like Anthony Davis.
No, bro. Anthony Davis is like, dude. If he's like the oldest 30-year-old of all time, like that.
He's always hurt. He never shows up.
Austin Reeves against Caruso, who's the real best white basketball player.
Yeah, he's the best white.
Tyler
player.
Hero in there too, just like doing it for the Caucasians, like.
Yeah.
In the NBA, like, hey, shootouts. I'm telling you, one on one.
That would be fire.
That would be cool. It would be cool to see. What else?
There's more things. The Clippers' new stadium. When we had Sticks on way back, he was talking about how he was talking to Steve Ballmer mm-hmm. about the new stadium and how LAFC had the standing section, and so their new stadium, which is going to open, I don't know when, a couple years in Inglewood next year, in Inglewood near SoFi, is going to have that, you know,
standing section
with like with the rails, the safe standing section like LAFC has, like LA Galaxy put in. And they're going to have like a supporter section. Mm-hmm. So I think that would be cool too. That for an environment. And I think if that goes well, we're going to see just like how LAFC, it went well for them and Galaxy started to put that in. I think we're going to see more stadiums employ that safe standing section if it goes well. Because
if it goes well.
Yeah. Cause you see these stadium atmospheres in like Turkey or Poland.
Like, yeah.
They
the
have
flares,
the flares going on. The
tifos, whatever they call it.
Yeah. Yeah. They have people chanting like it's, and while the game is going on, like people are playing, and it's like
for their basketball,
Argentinian definitely. Basketball. You see, like one of the games, like they're chanting.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we need better chance than defense. Like, come on, we can do better than that. We can do better than that. You know, like
Clippers got no championships.
They also have that. The upside of it is like they have an advantage because they also have cheerleaders. Like you know,
that was
that's
a bus.
Whole
that was a bus.
Jerry Buss.
Yeah.
To Dr. Buss.
He was R.I.P. a playboy. He was sleeping with all the cheerleaders. Not gonna lie to y'all. I seen the documentary. He was. Was.
What's it called? Game Time or?
No.
Documentary.
The documentary's on Hulu, but then they also did
HBO Max
the Showtime.
Yeah. And then like the
Winning Time. Winning Time. Yeah.
Ramona, the NBA insider Ramona from ESPN.
Ramona Shelburne.
Yeah, she had like a little like audio docuseries about how like the whole Clipper drama, how like. He wanted
Rachel
to be
Nichols. It was Rachel Nichols.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Rachel. It was.
Was it Ramona?
Ramona. Yeah.
I heard, I listened to that podcast.
Yeah. So yeah. I think it was Ramona. And she basically says how like he wanted to copy that, how he was a playboy.
Right.
Joining. He wanted to join. He wanted to be like.
That
him,
was Donald Sterling.
That name should not be brought up. But yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was a great series. Series. Yeah. And they interviewed all the players. They talked to all the, you know, and just how crazy that was.
It's crazy how he said. Hey, this is my, when we talked about Blake Griffin, like, mm-hmm. he's my black star player. to like all white, all yeah. older white people. Like you yeah. felt like he was like a racing horse.
Yeah.
In front of air.
And he'd make him like flex their muscles yeah. in front of him. Like he looks
how strong
stuff.
He is. Look at his big legs. Look at his big legs. I would have been like, yeah. pause, bro.
Out
like,
of pocket.
He'd have like a white. They call it a white party. So everyone would be wearing all white, and then he'd like parade like all these players and be like, you know. Like show, like grabbing their muscles and like look.
Sterling?
Yes, Donald. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Donald's a wild boy, bro.
Wild in him.
Yeah, he's. Not, yeah.
Going back to the Clippers thing, you know, I saw the fan that the position for the fan thing on their website.
Oh yeah, because Bridge is always looking for new jobs.
I applied, didn't get it. Damn. Well, they didn't call me, but.
Clippers didn't call you yet.
They didn't call me yet. Maybe they'll call me. I don't know, but. How am I going to be like, yeah, you know, I want this position, but I'm a Laker fan.
I love the Clippers, you know.
I feel like other employees are Laker fans.
What's the position for?
It's the fandom experience. I forgot that full. It's fan like a long knock. It's a long
Their fandom is crazy to be a fan for the Clippers. Yeah. Even Clipper Daryl got knocked out of one of their games.
Well, anyway.
Didn't Clipper Daryl, like, he dressed up like as a Laker fan for one day? He, like, lost a bet or something? And then he like took off. He like something.
Shout out to Clipper Daryl. He's been going through it like through ups and downs.
Mostly downs. Yeah.
yeah. I feel like they should probably hire someone from the LAFC supporters mm-hmm. at that point.
Yeah.
Like if you really want to get that going, you got to do it with someone that's done it before.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So. You gotta go to Europe and get one of those people with, like some real experience.
Yeah. Yeah. And then some other things too that we can. Basketball could take, I think, more international competition. So, like, mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen the FIBA World Cup where the U.S. lost in the took to Canada. Was that this summer? So, in addition to like the international games where it's national teams playing, I think more club teams playing. So, like, there's that whole thing about
the Euro Cup.
So, yeah, right. So, the one sprinter said something about, you know, how is an NBA player going to say he's a world champion? When you know they don't play any international competition.
He like, was just hating because he lost.
He was, but he was also he had a point. But also like you can't tell me any team from Europe is beating the Denver Nuggets in a 7-game series. Like you can't tell me that.
You can't even beat the Clippers.
Right, but I feel like having more international competitions between you know Eurobasket teams and NBA teams, maybe doing like a Club World Cup. Or mm-hmm. something like that,
That'd
you know.
Be cool.
That would be interesting to see. Even though you know the NBA teams would wash those European teams. The European teams play different, so it could
you
be.
You never
it could,
know.
It could have matchup issues for a certain game, and if it's single elimination, you know, you can raise the stakes. I feel like that would be interesting. Just like how you know, obviously soccer has the Club World Cup, where they have a bunch of international friendlies that they play. I know basketball does that too, but I feel like that could be.
You know what? You know what could be. What could happen? It'll be good. Back in the days, Copa Libertadores had will invite Mexican teams, and Mexican teams had a rule that they are allowed to take, I believe, two or three players from any teams in the league to borrow them to go play in these competitions, because they felt like South American had a little bit more talent. That'd be great if it's like a Club World Cup. The teams that qualify, like they can go back to the league and like steal like, but it's a little different in basketball because like in soccer, three players really won't make a big difference, but. Uh-huh. Basketball, they will, but
one
like
one or two could
yeah,
on the
like
court.
Go like if like Real Madrid can go and like let's say they qualify and Barcelona doesn't qualify,
yeah,
because they usually
bring in their Barcelona.
Right. Yeah, let me get two or three players from their team,
yeah,
and like have like a great team to go compete.
That'd be cool, man. That would be amazing. I would love to watch that because honestly, I've not watched a single Euro League game in my life. Not even when like Wembanyama was playing or when Luka Doncic was playing. I never watched it, and so I don't really know how good. Barcelona is, or you know, all these other European league teams. So it would be interesting to see, you know, how they would play against an NBA team. Even if it's like the, you know, like the Charlotte Hornets or like a team that's not as good. It would be interesting to see, and I would be intrigued for sure.
And we never know who might come out of it. Like there could be like real potential that. Someone sees and they're like, "Hey, pull up."
Yeah, yeah. So. I mean,
or it could be like European teams against G League teams.
Yeah, could be. It could be that too. I mean, G League teams or I don't know. But I don't know. I really don't know. So maybe
something.
Yeah, yeah. Some like
switch
you
it
know,
up somehow.
Yeah, we could do that.
Or the champions of each league make a quick little
like a championship tournament.
Championship tournament.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, something
of champions.
Something where we get more international competition, because now basketball is getting to a point where it's getting close, not close, but closer to the level of soccer, where, you know, it's being played around the world. And
the Canadians,
the Canadians smoked us in the World Cup. And I mean, Dylan Brooks, like, crazy. But
I wouldn't mind if he would have been a Laker, though, to be honest.
I mean, he's doing well right now with Houston. Houston's playing well.
He did a step three like a week ago, and he said bye to the bench. You're like,
yeah. That's crazy. Okay, before we wrap up, is there anything else that y'all
playoff, like playoff? Oh, what do you think are the going to be the
MLS?
MLS playoff. So it's Kansas City versus Houston,
mm-hmm.
and LA versus Seattle. And who are the last four?
Yeah, and on the East Coast.
Orlando versus...
Columbus.
Columbus.
And then...
Philadelphia versus somebody.
Yeah, I don't...
Philly.
Look it up real quick.
Philly versus... Cincinnati.
All right,
so...
I mean, obviously, LA, Seattle, that's to me the most interesting one, because both teams...
Seattle always whoops our asses,
yeah,
in playoffs.
That's true. That is true. And both teams kind of had up and down seasons. Mm-hmm. Seattle finished the year a little bit higher than LAFC did. Obviously, they had a higher seeding. That, to me, is the most interesting matchup. I don't know if LAFC... I think LAFC can take it, though. I think LAFC has, you know, the personnel and... You know, they played well against Vancouver, and they looked really good. And so I don't see why they wouldn't take this game, even though they're playing on the road against a tough opponent.
I believe LAFC might come out with a 1-0 victory. And then I want Houston to win.
Houston looked good.
Because they went from being, like, a horrible team last year, and then now they're balling.
The one that they look really good in the U.S. Open Cup. They smoked Miami, even though Miami didn't have, you know,
Messi. James Harden's part owner.
Yeah, James Harden's going through it. And you know, maybe if he wins a trophy somewhere else, it'll kind of satisfy him, because he's never gonna win a ring. So maybe he can say, I never won an NBA championship, but I got an MLS ring.
Yeah,
so y'all
that's
can't
crazy.
Say anything.
Can you imagine being an NBA player and you get an MLS ring before before an NBA ring? That's
I'm gonna call
wild.
It now. LAFC's back in the finals.
Back in the finals. Period. Against Cincinnati. Orlando's tough too. Orlando's—they've been good all year.
I would like Orlando more than Cincinnati, because I feel like Cincinnati has the better team.
Imagine have a rematch of
Philadelphia,
Philly, and LA.
That'd be crazy.
Wouldn't the final be in Philly this time?
Yeah, it wouldn't be in LA.
I need a lower seeding team so it could be
right.
LA.
So you want?
No, but it's also based off of points, and as of now, we have the lowest points.
No,
the Eastern side has more points.
No,
more
Kansas
points
City.
Than.
Kansas City was the 8 seed.
Well.
No, Houston was eighth.
No, Kansas City beat St. Louis.
Kansas City beat St. Louis.
Yeah. So, and they were the 8 seed. Kansas City's the number.
Oh, yeah, so that's why I want Houston to win, so LAFC can have the semifinal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any lower season team on the East, please win. Like, let's do this like Cinderella story.
Bring it over here.
We'll
see. Right. Yeah. Also, shout out to Gotham FC for taking the NWSL championship,
baby. Shout out to Gotham. While I was at the game, ran into some friends.
Okay.
Saw Eli Lesser. Saw Christian Polanco. Kyle Scoble was there from Above the Clouds. And, dude, the game was great.
Yeah.
Sick game. Great game.
It was.
The finale was amazing.
Yeah, Midge Purse went off, bro. The run that she had to set up the first goal, like, she's a baller, bro.
She
like,
balled
she
out.
Won MVP.
She showed up.
What was the goalie doing at the end, though?
It was panic, full panic mode. It was full panic mode at that point. And yeah, she was playing with fire. She got burnt. And too bad.
That
first
was
degree.
Risky.
Yeah.
But
it was a first degree burn. Didn't hurt him. Roosevelt had a chance to win at the end.
It gave the game more intensity. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But she basically did the crepeau without breaking the leg. She took the red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
she did.
Yeah. But
it worked at the end.
It did. Who knows what would have happened if she didn't take that red?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Who knows?
Yeah. No, it was 1-on-1.
Yeah.
She I don't know if she could have scored, but like she definitely would have won the ball like on the like that's what
she
put
she
her
took
hand out.
She took a risk for the team. Like she took
and it was lucky that it wasn't in the box, because then it would have been a penalty.
Oof.
So
it wouldn't have been a penalty because you used her hands.
I know, but I know, yeah. But if she got a red card
in the box.
So it worked out. It was fine. You know, you got to take risks. You got to risk it for the biscuit, and they got that chip.
But Luis Suarez, like, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Luis Suarez, like, yeah. It was a shame that Megan Rapinoe went down early with the Achilles injury.
Shows that it's a real god.
Yeah, and so she kind of ran into more trouble again after the game. With her comments saying, you know, this proves that there is no God, you know, she laughed it off. She didn't, you know, she was just being herself. And of course the reaction to that was very hostile, especially amongst the people who already had the propensity to dislike her.
Shout out to all my Christians.
Yeah. Right. All of a sudden everybody was being a, you know, God fearing, you know, like, yeah. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
As a reborn again Christian, I did not like the comment.
Yeah. So, but I mean, we could get into this to before we wrap things up. She's obviously been a very controversial figure, in the soccer world. She's outspoken, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like Megan Rapinoe, and that doesn't really have to do with her playing at all. Like, she doesn't play dirty. She's not a dirty player. It's more so her persona off the field. Mm-hmm. What are your guys' thoughts on Rapinoe as a personality?
I think
you're not a fan.
Not a fan.
I think you have to respect her for what she like. What
she's
does, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, she brings it on the field. She's, you know, she's a respectable player. She shows up. She's a team. You know, she wants, she knows what she wants. She makes things happen on and off the field. Like, mm-hmm. I give her my full respect because she's advocated for a lot of things that didn't need to change. And she's behind a lot of movements that have been necessary, or that, you know, like the women's game, like women's soccer wouldn't be where it is if it wasn't for her and mm-hmm. many other players. Yeah. So yeah. I respect that 100%. I think on the personality level, like, she just takes it a little too far. Mm. Like, she's that person that just, like, feels entitled to just take it far, and, like, it's not the best. And
It doesn't always work.
It doesn't always work, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
Yeah, I mean, and so, like, you look at her resume. She's won a Ballon d'Or. You know, she's won World Cups. Probably one of the most accomplished soccer players, you know, of her generation, especially American soccer players. You know, it's her and three or four other people mm-hmm. that you can put on that have achieved what she's achieved. None of them, I don't think anyone else has won a Ballon d'Or. I don't think. But so with her accomplishments, you know, you'd think that she's entitled to kind of, you know, act, like, have this swagger or, you know, confidence or aggressive personality that she has. But not a lot of people like that because she's a female athlete, and you see a lot of other male athletes that are outspoken, that are, have, you know, very, you can say arrogant, like, mm-hmm. you know, at times personalities, but when a woman does it, it rubs people the wrong way. Cause there's like this whole thing, right? That, like,
it's the stigma behind it.
Yeah. Like, you're not supposed to be, you're supposed to be docile, you're supposed to, you know, be, like,
act a certain way,
yeah, or mm-hmm. and you see it in the workplace too, like, you know, you speak up, you're obvious, all of a sudden you're difficult to work with, mm-hmm. and that's been something that's been well documented too. So I think part of that is definitely the fact that she's a female athlete, but she does have the tendency to cross the line, but that's just who she is. That's her personality.
Habitual line cross.
Yeah, habitual. Habitual.
I would agree with everything
that she says gets, you know, the reaction to it, like, is a little bit stronger.
Yeah,
it's
a little bit
stronger. Like, if it was a different, you know, if Alex Morgan said something like that, there would have been some backlash, but not as bad as the backlash.
Oh, she's
people
so funny.
On Twitter were going crazy. Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, they were, like, waiting for her to say one wrong thing to be like, I knew it. Like, she's this.
Right.
Like, this
but
is why
she
we don't
knows
fuck
it
her.
As well, and she does it because she knows. She's going to get a reaction.
I don't think so. I think it's literally her personality.
Yeah. I think it's a part of her personality that just comes out. And it's fine. And sometimes she just says things that are like out of pocket. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, bruh, you took it too far. It's, you know, it's not that serious, but it's like, why would you say that?
Yeah.
But because, like you said, she is a female athlete, she also stands for a lot of things that are out of the norm in society.
Yeah.
And that doesn't rub people the right way. And, like, especially male viewers want to feel entitled to to who they think that that Megan should be, and so like they want to put their opinion out there, like they want to feel like they have a reason to believe that what they think is right. Mm-hmm. And so as soon as she says something wrong, they're gonna go after and be like, I knew it, like you ain't
right,
you
know, right. And then so, like, same thing when she missed the penalty, is like people were like, Americans were happy that she missed, which is crazy. But I do think that as a player, she's accomplished a lot of things.
Amazing player.
But even still, there's a little bit of I didn't think she should have been on the World Cup roster this year. And she had a lot of playing time that was just why is she getting all these minutes? And then,
especially for all that young talent that was there. And I don't even blame her. I blame that the coach. Dumbass coach.
Yeah. But still, even still, I don't think it really has to do with the on the pitch stuff. It's just, you know, her persona and people love to hate on. Yep.
Yeah, but I do think that World Cup, falling short in the World Cup, and her, everybody expecting more from her, especially the new fans, that when you hear women's soccer, you know Alex Morgan, you know Rapinoe. Mm-hmm. So they're thinking, if we know your name, you're going to be one of these top ballers. And she's a shell of what she was last World Cup or two World Cups.
She's had a bunch of injuries,
too. Yes, definitely. So, led up to it. Yeah, that's part of it. And then, taking minutes, it really rubbed some of the women's soccer fans a wrong way. Just because they were
but that's not what was rubbing the people who were people don't care about that hate Megan Rapinoe. I don't think a lot of them are actual women's soccer fans. They just love to hate Megan Rapinoe, you know?
They love to hate whoever doesn't stand for their expectations.
Sure. And there were a lot of actual women's soccer fans who were questioning, you know, why is Rapinoe, I love what she's done in the past or whatever, but this is not the time for her to be playing. We need someone, who can defend, who can, do some of the other stuff that Rapinoe is not actually, because what she's in for is she can strike the ball really well, she's great on set pieces, and she finishes, clinically. She's a great finisher. And she didn't really, get a chance to showcase any of those.
She was walking like Messi most of the game, and she's not a Messi-type player.
Right.
That can make that big difference.
Yeah, so... So I think, but the criticism from the playing standpoint is different from the criticism from her comments, like the stuff that she does off the pitch. They weren't watching the game. The people who were like, yo, I'm so glad Rapinoe's done. You know, Rapinoe, all this. They weren't watching the game. They weren't watching. They just see the highlight. They see she tore her Achilles, and they're like, yeah, forget. Thankfully. She's finally gone, you know. Right. They weren't actually watching. So I think there's two different camps when it comes to the criticism around her. But that's just who she is, man. That's just who she is.
The haters gonna ain't us.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Shout out to her haircut though.
I mean, it works for her. She pulls it off for sure. She pulls it off for sure. I couldn't do it.
I could never.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had it last year.
You had it.
But I mean, I can't do that.
It wasn't
again.
For you.
It wasn't for me. But that's actually what we had, and we're right at the time limit here. But shouts to y'all. We had another episode. Happy Thanksgiving. Hope everybody's enjoying the time with their loved ones. Their family, friends, shout out to y'all. Always thankful for Julio and Bridget, the co-executive director of Vibes. Could not do this without y'all.
Shout out a beer.
Hey, man, just one. Shout out. We're thankful for everybody who's watching, who's been watching, who's been tapped in.
Shout out to Believe.
Keep it tapped in. Shout out to Believe. Keep it tapped in with us because we got more stuff in the pipeline. But until then, for Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. This has been the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.